So I'm supposed to tell you about the Ten Commandments today. And I've been thinking about how to teach about the Ten Commandments. And I thought baseball, of course. And have any of you played baseball? I know you do. You do? What about you? Okay, then I want to use you. Can you pitch? You know how to pitch? Would you want to try? Okay. So I want to make a point. Please stand here. Please stand here. Heidi, maybe you want to duck a little bit, just in case. Oh, you're with the catcher? Okay. Okay. Oh, you're with the catcher? No, I think catcher is good. Here. This was not planned, believe it or not. Actually. Oh, and you're right, and it even matches. Okay, ready?
Wait.
Oh, you're right. And you didn't tell me, Pablo. Okay. Oh, but you don't have a glove. Okay, show me a pitch. Okay, wait, okay. Well, that was okay. So when you're beginning to learn something, first of all, you learn it step by step, right? So if you're learning how to pitch, I think that first they teach you how to hold the ball, how to grab it. Pablo, you can correct me at any time. Pablo really likes baseball. And then they will teach you, you know, like the proper way of putting your body. So that's step two. And then, you know, you lift your knee, and then you take a step, and then you throw the ball, and then you follow through. There you go. Thank you so much. You can go back. Thank you so much. And so that's the way that you learn it at first, step by step. You can go sit. Now, how many of you have seen a professional game of baseball? Right? Now, do you see the pitcher going, okay, one, two, three? Do you see them do that? They don't, right? Because after a while, it comes natural to them. Now, are they following those steps? Are they doing it? Of course they are. But they no longer have to think about it because it comes natural. And that is the way that the Ten Commandments work. That is the way that the Bible works. The point is that at first we have to memorize them the way that you two guys have been doing for confirmation class for a while, or that you should have been doing for a while. But the idea is that that will become so natural to you that, as the prophet Jeremiah says, they will be written in your heart. And so you will no longer have to even think about them, but you will be able to act according to God's will. You will be compassionate. So let me see how you're doing with the Ten Commandments. How many of you know already the Ten Commandments by heart? You don't know them. Let's see how many you can get right. You can test them. You know, in the hymnal in front of you, the ELW, on page 1120, we have the Ten Commandments. So you can open your hymnal in page 1120 and follow along. Okay, go ahead.
God shall be your only God.
I'll take that as right. God shall be your only God. You shall have no other gods. Yes? You shall not commit what?
Covet.
Yes. Okay. You just get from number one to like number nine, but that's okay. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. Yes.
You should love your neighbors as yourself.
Well, that's interesting because that's not actually in any of the Ten Commandments, but Jesus says that summarizes the commandments. Andrew, do you remember any of the commandments? Any of the Ten Commandments?
Be nice.
How about?
Nice.
Thou shalt not steal.
You don't like that one? Coveting is the same thing as stealing. Well, coveting comes before stealing. Coveting is what happens in your emotions. It's when you go outside with your bike and you're so happy, and then you see the bike of the other kid, and you're like, hey, what's going on? That bike is so much nicer. And then you like it better, and that's when you act on it. Exactly. Yes. I like that one. Honor thy father and thy mother. And fathers and mothers and grandparents also need to be honorable with their children. It goes both ways. Yes? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Another way of saying that is be loyal in your relationships. Be faithful. Yes?
Thou shalt not murder.
Thou shalt not kill. Very good. I think that you're doing well. Again, we need to read those again and again and again. We can find them on page 1120. But the idea is not just to memorize them. I'm sorry?
What if
1160. Thank you. Thank you. How about we read them for the children, please, in unison, in unison. Let's read the Ten Commandments for the children, please. Go ahead. Gracious God, may these commandments be inscribed in the children's hearts, in our hearts as well. May we learn to follow them not by rote and not by force, but from our hearts, spontaneously as acts of kindness and of love. And may we be filled with your Holy Spirit, and may the children be filled with your Holy Spirit and feel your love in their lives constantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being such good sports. Get the pun? Can go back. I need to recover this or my son will not forgive me.